You're listening to Health First, heard across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We are back with Claire Nelson. She is the owner of Clarity Health and Wellness, and she is the creator of an elixir that has come to be really well known in our area, and I think it is all over BC now. Like, it's just popping up everywhere. And the base is ginger and turmeric, anti-inflammatories. So, Claire, did this creating this actually come from the disease that came about 5 years ago that caused you bed rest and severe inflammation?
Absolutely. I will share with you a little story. When I went into the doctor's office, I was living in Vancouver at the time, and I went into the doctor's office after being put on the anti-inflammatory medication and, you know, ulcer medication, because the anti-inflammatories caused an ulcer, and diuretics for the weight gain, and, you know, a couple other things. And I went in and said, you know, I just don't feel like me anymore. I really need to look at something else. And what do you know about turmeric? Because I've been in health and wellness for many, many years, and I knew that turmeric was an anti-inflammatory, and I was sprinkling it on my food, but I didn't notice a significant difference. And the doctor said to me, well, that's just folklore, and you'll be on anti-inflammatories the rest of your life. And I burst into tears, and so, bless his heart, he wrote me a prescription for antidepressants. But that got me out the door with a couple choice words that I still don't know whether I said them out loud or just in my head. But I thought, you know, I'm alone in this. I have to figure this out. I have to learn everything I can about my body inflammation and what I can do that is alternative. So in my quest, because I absolutely was convinced that diet was a huge part of it, I started researching anti-inflammatory foods. Turmeric was number one. Ginger was number two. Everywhere I looked, and thank goodness for the internet. You know, if you know how to wade through all the garbage and the people trying to sell you stuff, there's some great information. So I chose the government websites and, you know, like WebMD and things like that. And I started using ridiculous amounts in my cooking to the point where nobody in my family wanted to eat anything that I prepared. And then I switched to the pills, which upset my stomach. And it wasn't until my husband actually said, why don't I get you some root and make you a drink? And he made the first elixir. It didn't taste very good, but I felt the first relief for the first time. And over about a year, both of us actually worked on the recipe and just tweaked a recipe that we both enjoyed. And from there, I asked a health food MedPure Pharmacy, who I love, a big shout out to them. I asked one of the girls there if she thought this would be a good farmer's market product, and she looked at me and said, that will fly off your table. And it has. So I have a lot of repeat customers, people who are brave enough to try it without thinking that it's going to be tasting like, you know, liquid curry. It's actually delicious, and it has helped me beyond measure. I have, you know, I only now have pain in my body when I do something really strenuous with a muscle group that isn't used to being used, just like everybody else.
That's
and
fantastic.
I have the energy I had at 30, and I'm in my mid-50s. And, it's really, turmeric has been an absolute savior. But it's really important for people to know that not all turmeric is created equal. Anything that is processed or powdered could be 10 years old since it came out of the ground. Uh-huh. And the curcumin, which is the active ingredient in turmeric, it's the anti-inflammatory. Curcumin, the turmeric loses its curcumin over time. So you need to get the freshest turmeric you can. And I've been able to source turmeric that I get usually within a couple weeks of it being picked, because I don't go through all the distribution channels that the stores have to. I can deal directly with the importer.
Hmm. So, Claire, tell me a little bit about turmeric and ginger. They're rhizomes. They grow under the ground. Do they not grow very well in North America? They have to come from hotter countries?
That's right. That's right. You'll find that everybody who comes from India knows all about turmeric. Anyone who comes from Central America knows all about turmeric, or South America. The turmeric that I pick comes from an organic farm in Peru, and I did a lot of research around the kind of turmeric I wanted to use and the type of farm that it came from. And a lot of people, you know, there's a double-edged sword here, because as much as turmeric and ginger are wonderful healing foods, there's so much popularity on them now that there are rainforests that are being cut down to mm-hmm. grow turmeric and ginger. So sourcing out ethically grown turmeric and ginger is important. I have done that, but a lot of people don't know how to do that. And that's where if you get your turmeric from a health food store, just ask if it was, you know, what farm it came from and whether that farm is ethical in its practices.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely got to go with organic. If you don't go with organic turmeric and ginger, you're putting a product or a food in your body intended to be to create health that has possibly been sprayed with fungicide while it's drying in the sun.
So more neurotoxins going into your system if you're not going organic.
Yeah. Okay. Well, poisons.
Yes. Yeah, for sure, poisons. And is there anything else along the way that you'd just love to share with people about this healing journey? So we've got the anti-inflammatories, you've taken out the sugar. Were there any other slight changes that you'd just like people to be aware of?
I'll give you one example of a change that I've really been conscious of making. And this is going to be, you know, a shout out to Steve's Coffee at the Farmer's Market, because coffee itself, and we all love coffee, I love coffee, but if it is not freshly roasted, it's actually an it's a inflammatory causing substance. So a lot of people have given up coffee and their inflammation gets better or calms down a little bit, but coffee itself is an antioxidant if it's freshly roasted. So if you're going to buy coffee that's been roasted within the week.
Very interesting. And a lot of coffee, we just have no idea when it was roasted.
There's information like that in my research notes. So that's just one example, like to just tweak how you are, you know, and what you do and what you choose to eat and how you choose to live and even how you think. I mean, every thought we have creates a chemical in our mind that goes into our body. So our body also says no to the mental chemicals, not just the food chemicals.
That's so true. That's so true. How can people get a hold of you if they want more notes, if they want to find out more about your Elixir for Life? How would people connect with you?
Well, anyone can find me at the Prince George Farmers Market every Saturday at 3rd and Quebec. That's a year-round market. We have two buildings that are kitty corner from each other and some fantastic vendors in there. So you can find me there every Saturday. You can email me for my speech notes at info@elixirforlife.ca. That's elixirforlife.ca. A lot of people misspell that and then they don't know why they're not getting through. And anyone can also text me or phone me at 250-567-7387. I'm pretty good about answering emails and texts, you know, quickly when anyone has a question about inflammation, or if anybody wants to share with me their story so that I can take their information and add it to the body of knowledge that I'm sharing.
Claire, you're doing some fantastic work helping everybody lower their inflammation and sharing all the things that you learn along the way. So I want to thank you for the work you do on this planet.
Okay. Thanks, Kathy.
We'd also like to thank Alan, our producer of this program, and we'd like to thank all the community stations across Canada that carry the program. Have a healthy and happy day.